Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 82 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Arlo Barnett.
And we're looking for paying for cash for rooms, bringing victims in a side door.
Police hope the public will help stop human trafficking during Derby Week.
The Breathitt County Coroner has identified a body found this morning.
A man wanted in a double homicide case in Jackson County is still on the run.
The Rowan Fiscal Court is fighting back against the Kinder Morgan pipeline.
St. Clair Healthcare's new medical services pavilion is now open.
In sports, the Eagle baseball team is on the road tonight in Tennessee.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Clear skies tonight and a low of 58 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Louisville police are asking for the public's help in combating human trafficking during the Kentucky Derby Week. Jefferson County Commonwealth's attorney Tom Wine says human trafficking victims are generally between the ages of 14 and 17 years old. They may appear malnourished or have physical injuries. Lieutenant David Allen is with the Louisville Police Special Victims Unit.
This week, specifically looking at hotels in our city, it's a busy week. What can we look for when we're looking for human trafficking? We're looking for paying for cash for rooms, bringing victims in a side door. Consistent visits from different men to a single room.
To report suspected human trafficking of a child, call 877-KY-SAFE-1. Victims may also call or text the National Human Trafficking Hotline.
An investigation is underway following the discovery of a body in Breathitt County. A man was discovered near a boat ramp this morning at Panball Lake near Jackson. The coroner has identified the victim as 80-year-old Lewis King from Jackson. According to WYMT, his body has been sent to Frankfort to the state medical examiner's office to determine a cause of death.
A Winchester mother is behind bars after a toddler told a social worker that the woman caused bruises. Winchester police tell WKYT that 28-year-old Cricket Moore dropped off her infant and toddler at daycare, telling a worker that the infant had fallen multiple times, causing severe bruises on the face. The toddler had bruises on the arm and eye areas. The daycare alerted social services, who asked the toddler who caused the marks. The arrest citation says the toddler told the social worker that, quote, "Mommy had done it," when referencing the arm. Moore faces one charge of first-degree criminal abuse to a child 12 years or under. She remains in the Clark County Detention Center. It's unknown if she will face additional charges at this time.
Kentucky State Police are continuing to search for a man wanted in a double homicide a day after the suspect eluded capture after a shootout with police. Police say 41-year-old Terry Hammonds remains at large. Hammonds and his brother, Bobby Hammonds, are suspects in the murders of 35-year-old Joey Markham and 28-year-old Whitney Venable, both of McKee. 40-year-old Bobby Hammonds was arrested last week and has pleaded not guilty in the case. According to LAX18, police were tipped off that Terry Hammonds was seen driving an ATV near Happy Top Road in Jackson County yesterday. Police say officers confronted Hammonds. They exchanged gunfire after he allegedly pulled out a gun and fired on them first. He reportedly ran into nearby woods and was able to elude capture despite a search by authorities. Hammonds was last seen wearing a black T-shirt and camouflage pants. He is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information about his whereabouts is asked to call KSP Post 7 at 859-623-2404.
An inmate who escaped from a state prison in Boyle County in a stolen correction officer's car is back in custody. 44-year-old Kenneth Bolin was serving time on multiple counts of robbery. WKYT cites a release from the Kentucky Department of Corrections Director of Communications Lisa Lamb. It says Bolin overpowered an officer around 1:30 a.m. Monday. It says he then stole the officer's key and escaped the North Point Training Center near Danville. The officer was not injured. Bolin was arrested about 45 minutes later in Anderson County.
Four men in Lewis County are facing charges after being accused of selling narcotics. WMKY's Kenzie Thompson reports.
John Montgomery, Chris Moore, Ray Hackworth, and Wesley Ruark have all been charged with trafficking offenses. According to the Daily Independent, the 31-year-old Montgomery of Tollsboro is facing two counts of first-degree trafficking in a controlled substance with the alleged sales of methamphetamine and heroin. Sheriff Johnny Bivens told the Independent his deputies collected 16 grams of meth, a gram of heroin, prescription pills, and cash. The 44-year-old Moore, also of Tollsboro, has been also charged with two counts of first-degree trafficking of methamphetamine. The 61-year-old Hackworth and the 41-year-old Ruark of Petersville are looking at charges of first-degree trafficking of methamphetamine. All four men are in the Lewis County Detention Center. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Kinsey Thompson.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located on Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for recyclables. Funded in part through a grant from the Kentucky Division of Waste Management, an additional green trailer rotates among Elliottville, Farmers, Hayes Crossing, and the MMRC Fire Department on Kentucky 801 North. The rotating trailer schedule is online at moorheadrecycling.org.
Rowan County's fiscal court has made a move aimed to try to protect local residents from the possible hazards of the planned Kinder Morgan pipeline project. The company wants to run a pipeline carrying liquid natural gas through Rowan and several other Kentucky counties. Officials around the state have expressed concerns about the safety of the project, citing the extreme volatility of liquid natural gas. Rowan Judge Executive Walter Blevin says the county's magistrates have given initial approval to adjusting a subdivision ordinance. The change would prevent Kinder Morgan from building its pipeline within 500 feet of a residential area or a school.
I'm not so sure that the guideline we pass is really going to save a lot of people's lives if something did happen, but at least it makes them more aware they've got to come up with some kind of plans to try to help people and protect people.
Blevins has sent a letter to Kinder Morgan urging the company to reconsider the project, which at this point does not have a start date.
St. Clair's new medical services pavilion in Moorhead is opening for business. According to St. Clair President and CEO Mark Neff, they're holding a soft opening this week at the $28 million state-of-the-art structure, since some of the finishing touches of the construction are still being wrapped up. Neff says the internal medicine, nephrology, gastroenterology, and pain management units moved yesterday into the 81,000-square-foot structure.
Next week, a few more, I think, including orthopedics and urology. And then the third rotation is primarily cardiology and surgery. So over the next, I guess now, two-week time period, most folks will be in there.
Neff admits he's thrilled the new medical services pavilion is finally opening after several months of construction. It's located on Flemingsburg Road near downtown Moorhead.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he would rather not talk about the multitude of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. According to Spectrum News, McConnell was speaking at an opioid press conference in Louisville on Monday morning when he dodged a question from a Pure Politics reporter about the migrant caravan.
Any solutions to the migrant caravan that we're seeing at the southern border, what we ought to do there?
Yeah, I think I'll just stick with this subject today. Thank you.
Central Americans have already traveled in large groups to the states begging for sanctuary. National media outlets report migrants are vowing to stay outside an immigration processing center in San Diego, California, until every single immigrant is admitted into the country.
The staff for the U.S. Forest Service's Cumberland District of the Daniel Boone National Forest is about to make a key addition. According to District Ranger John Kazmierski, his agency will be taking the important step of hiring a roads technician.
It's extremely important in going out and really taking a look with a trained eye at what these roads need, and that when we make investments in these roads, it's the proper investment, it's money well spent, and it's work that sustains the road for many years.
Kazmierski says the Cumberland District has combined some jobs that were vacant to form the roads technician's position. One of the district's highways that could be in for an upgrade is Lakiji Road, which leads up to the popular tourist spot. It was improved a couple of years ago, but still has drainage issues.
A World War II veteran who lives in Salyersville was awarded the Bronze Star this week for his service. 99-year-old Albert Patrick is a survivor of the attack on Pearl Harbor. During his service, Patrick was credited with killing a Japanese sniper that had killed nearly 100 U.S. servicemen. Patrick had previously earned a Purple Heart and other commendations for his service during World War II. Congressman Hal Rogers honored the man in a ceremony at the Salyersville Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, where Patrick now lives.
In that era of time, we were having so many acts of heroism like this. We couldn't keep up with the paperwork. So it was just a slight by the military, and we went back and researched the records and brought them up to date. So it was a clerical thing.
The Bronze Star is the second highest honor a living U.S. service member can earn, falling behind only the Congressional Medal of Honor.
It's the 1st of May, but Child Abuse Prevention Month in April helped build awareness and got people involved. That's according to president of COSAIR Charities, Keith Inman. Inman says the month makes a difference.
This is a great time that helps us recruit other partners to the table. So I wouldn't be surprised if this time next year, you know, where we're 46 right now, we might have 60, 70 members.
Inman says efforts in the state to help victims of abuse and prevent it from happening will continue. About 19 in every 1,000 children in Kentucky have been abused. That's the second highest rate of child abuse in the nation.
The Kentucky Public Service Commission has granted the Big Sandy Rural Electric Cooperative a revenue increase. WMKY's Brian Courtney reports.
In a rate adjustment filed in October of last year, Big Sandy RECC requested a revenue increase to cover rising operation costs while meeting its obligation to financial lenders. The new rates were approved April 26th, and they are larger than what the RECC had asked for. With the raise, there will be a $7 increase to Big Sandy's customer bill, creating a $1 million increase to RECC's revenue. The PSC cited proper accounting for flood disasters, one of the several reasons for providing more than requested. The PSC also approved the RECC's request to give customers 5 more days to pay bills each month. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Brian Courtney.
Today is World Asthma Day, and experts at Norton Children's Hospital say it's one of the leading causes of children's emergency visits. NCH Health and Wellness Coordinator Nikki Boyd says 1 in 10 kids and 20% of adults have asthma. It has similar symptoms to a cold or allergies, but Boyd says this should always prompt action.
But if we're looking at a child who's coughing at night, especially wheezing, or truly hard to bounce back from a cold, that's when you need to start talking to your pediatrician about getting tested for asthma and allergies.
Other symptoms include shortness of breath, especially after being physically active. Asthma can be treated with medication and by removing triggers from the home. Turning now to a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening region. Tonight it'll be clear with lows around 58 degrees. Tomorrow partly cloudy, highs up around 83. Tomorrow night lows around 64. On Thursday it'll be overcast with highs in the mid-80s. That night lows in the mid-60s. And on Friday we'll see a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs around 75, so a slight dip in temperature. Friday night, an 80% chance of thunderstorms, lows around 59, and on Saturday, at the start of our weekend, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-70s. It's currently sitting at 79 in Winchester. It's 80 right now in Lexington, 84 in Ashland, 83 in Inez, 79 in Flemingsburg, and 82 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, Rowan County's longtime softball coach was honored last night. WMKY's Braxton Howard has the story.
Larry Sloan was honored on Monday when the school officially named the softball program's complex near the high school after him. He says he was honored and touched for the special recognition.
It means a lot because, you know, it's rare that they will name a complex or facility before you ever retire. That's an unusual situation. And I'm very honored by it and kind of humbled by it.
The playing field at the complex was named in honor of Amber Riddle, who won Miss Kentucky Softball in 2009 and holds the state record for 55 career home runs. Sloan says being honored alongside Riddle made the night even more special.
Amber, you know, she put us on the map as far as a program and having the respect as a team that when we show up, you know, you got to be ready to play. And it's a big honor for Amber and I, and very much appreciated.
Sloan was honored before the Vikings' 22-1 win over Menifee County, which was his 785th game as the head coach. Sloan's been Rounds head man since the program's inception in 1995.
It's gone fast. I never dreamed of anything other than just coaching a softball team. And as time goes by, you accumulate an awful lot of records and wins and have a lot of great players. And, you know, it's after a while, it's just been an honor to be able to be a part of that for 24 years.
Sloan has 489 wins as a head coach in his career, which is fifth most by a coach in the state softball history. He's also led the Round softball program to 12 district championships, 2 regional titles, and 1 regional runner-up, which has earned him a spot in the Kentucky Softball Coaches Association Hall of Fame. But Sloan admits while something does keep him motivated, his run with the program is coming to an end.
It's the players. I look down and I see a freshman or an eighth grader or a sophomore that just loves playing, and I love coaching. And I think, well, you know, I think I want to finish my career through them. But there's always somebody behind them that has that same passion. You know, I know it's coming to an end. I'm not sure when, but I know it's going to stop shortly.
Sloan and the Round softball team are 11-3 this year and the favorites to win the 61st District Championship. For WMKY Sports, I'm Braxton Howard.
It's 4:47 and 82 degrees on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Arlo Barnett, and we're coming to you from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad you've joined us on this Tuesday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from The Bakery on Main, next to Pasquale's on East Main Street in Morehead. The Bakery on Main prepares made-from-scratch breads, cakes, pies, tarts, and cookies. Glazed, cream, and fruit-filled donuts made fresh Monday, Friday, and Saturday. Catering for weddings, birthdays, bridal, and baby showers. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Orders by phone at 606-783-0101 and online at thebakeryonmain.com.
The Eagles and Vols. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Morehead State baseball team steps away from conference play to challenge a longtime SEC power this evening. The 27-18 Eagles will play Tennessee at 6:30. After winning the remaining last two games of their weekend series at Eastern Illinois, MSU coach Mike McGuire is urging his players to keep grinding with the OBC tournament fast approaching.
You know, I think that we played well these last two ball games, and certainly something to build off going into, you know, another big week. Obviously, Tennessee is going to be a good challenge for us anytime you play an SEC opponent on the road, and then, you know, Jacksonville State is, they're a good club.
The Eagles will start a 3-game OBC weekend series against Jacksonville State Friday at Allen Field. Tonight, they'll be meeting a Tennessee squad that holds a 25-21 overall record. The Cincinnati Reds will give it another go tonight against Milwaukee. After falling 6-5 last night to the Brewers at Great American Ballpark, the Reds will host the Crew at 7:10. The good news is that Cincinnati's hitters seem to be finally heating up. The ball club has scored 56 runs in its last 8 games. Third baseman Eugenio Suarez had 4 RBIs in last night's loss.
I think everybody feel better right now. Try to do good things and in the plane, make a good at bat and try to hit score more runs and help the team wins.
The Reds begin the day with a 7-22 record, the worst mark in Major League Baseball. The Morehead State softball team wrapped up their home portion of its remaining schedule today with 2 games against Murray State. The Eagles dropped the first game of the day 1-0. In the second game, they won 4-3. Ellen Barrett's home run paced the Eagles to the win. The now 27-17 Eagles close out the regular season this weekend with 2 games at Eastern Illinois on Friday and 2 more at SIU Edwardsville on Saturday. Another member of this past season's Kentucky basketball team is visiting Morehead this week. Kevin Knox will be at Sleep Outfitters on Thursday to sign autographs and meet fans. Knox has joined teammates Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Hamidou Diallo in signing agents and entering the NBA draft, but Knox tells WLEP that wasn't always the plan.
I actually was really thinking about coming back. I mean, I just was thinking about what we could do next year, sophomore year. A lot of great guys coming in. I think we had some unfinished business this year. I really wanted to win a national championship, but I was really torn. I mean, I was talking to my parents about it. I really wanted to come back. I just wanted another year at Kentucky, but, I mean, I'm a lottery pick this year. That's what they say, so that was my dream. I've always dreamed of going on that stage, and, I mean, why not go when you have the chance?
Thursday's signing will run from 6:30 to 8 p.m. In the NBA playoffs tonight, first at 8, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Toronto Raptors will get their series underway up in Toronto. After going 7 games in round 1 against the Pacers, it's a quick turnaround for the Cavs, which LeBron James says will be a challenge for his team.
Jumping from one team where you've prepared for them every day for the last 2 weeks, 7 games, and not having much time to prepare for, you know, the number one team in the Eastern Conference this year, it's going to be a challenging turnaround for us tonight. So
then the Golden State Warriors will look to go up 2-0 on New Orleans in their series. MVP point guard Steph Curry is expected to return to the Warriors lineup after missing the last 5.5 weeks with a sprained MCL. But Klay Thompson says Curry being back can affect the effort he and his teammates play with.
I'm excited. I feel like a fan. I can't wait to see him out there, especially knowing Steph. I know it's been killing him. He's great at holding his emotion, but I know he's been dying to get out there. And he looks ready as ever. And the mindset, it's about just staying locked in. I mean, it's the playoffs, easier said than done, but just because Steph's coming back doesn't mean we can relax.
That game gets started at 10:30. Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton is looking forward to playing with the team's top draft pick, Billy Price. The Bengals last week chose the Ohio State center as the draft's 21st overall selection. Dalton has already met with Price and says it's crucial the two develop a close working relationship.
It's big. You know, the center is usually the guy that runs the offensive line, and you know, I've got the ability to trump a lot of stuff that he says if I see something different. So I think it's a big thing on communication. And so, once he's able to get in here, we'll be able to get to work.
It's also been announced that the Bengals have signed 8 undrafted college free agents, including Ohio State linebacker Chris Worley, East Carolina tight end Jordan Franks, and South Florida quarterback Quentin Franks. Morehead State's quarterback is excited about getting together with many of his teammates in the next several weeks. About 60 members of the MSU football team are expected to spend the summer on campus. Junior Lawson Page says they'll be getting together for regular workouts, which he believes will benefit the Eagles in the long run.
We just want to build that chemistry that we have. You know, we want to come closer over the summer. We want to get faster, stronger, tougher. You know, we want to learn the playbook inside and out. So, you know, we'll be more prepared for camp and then game time.
The MSU football team will begin summer training camp in early August at Jane Stadium. The Kentucky football program has added a transfer. Ahmad Wagner is leaving the Iowa basketball program to join the Wildcats. The former 4-star wide receiver will be eligible immediately and have 2 years of eligibility remaining. Finally, in sports, they are the most successful thoroughbred trainers in the country without a Kentucky Derby victory. Bill Mott, Dale Romans, and Mark Casey are hoping to earn a trip to the Winner's Circle on Saturday. Mott is a Hall of Fame conditioner who will saddle Hoffberg in the Derby. The chestnut coat is lightly raced, and with just 3 career starts, he finished 2nd in the Florida Derby.
Anybody would have to realize that it would be, you know, a great race to win, and we're really just we're happy to be here. We want to run well, and we'd like to be, you know, proud of our horse after the race, and I think he'll make us proud.
Romans is a Louisville native who trains 2 Derby contenders, Promises of Field and Free Drop Billy. Mark Cassie has over 2,000 wins to his credit. He will send Flame Away to the starting gate at the Derby. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Baseball welcomes Jacksonville State this weekend and Western Carolina on Wednesday, May 16th. Tickets and information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386, online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks were mixed, and you had particular strength today in the tech sector as the Dow Industrials actually finished with a loss of 64.10 at 24,099.05. The broader market was stronger, with the S&P 500 up 6.75 at 2654.80, and the NASDAQ Composite was up almost 1%, finishing with a gain of 64.44 at 7130.70. Apple was a part of that strength in the NASDAQ. The company is scheduled to report fiscal second quarter earnings after the close today, and the stock was up over 2% in today's trading. And of course, Apple is the largest publicly traded company in the U.S. with a market cap of nearly $850 billion. Investors look to Washington as the Fed began a two-day monetary policy meeting. Market participants are not expecting any alterations to interest rates, but investors will be on the lookout for clues about the central bank's views on inflation and the economy. Among Dow industrial stocks, Boeing was down over 1% today, and Boeing's losses pushed the aerospace sector lower in general, with the iShares U.S. Aerospace and Defense ETF dropping almost 2% and was on track to post its first six-day losing streak since November of 2017. And in economic data news, the ISM Manufacturing Index hit 57.3 in April. And in the commodities markets, oil was down 1.625% at $67.43 a barrel, while gold was down 1% at $1,305.50 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks barely budged. The Stock 600 index was down only 0.1%. In Asia, stocks were stronger, with the Nikkei up 0.2%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 1.75%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Intel and Apple, while the worst performers were Pfizer and McDonald's. In the S&P 500, the best performers were IPG Photonics and Corvo, and the worst performers were Tapestry and Seagate Technology. Trading out of stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 2 cents at 66.20, CSX up 46 cents at 59.85, AEP down 54 cents at 69.44, AK Steel down 28 cents at 4.32, Marathon Petroleum down $1.92 at 72.99, and Community Trust Bank was up 10 cents, finishing at 48.10. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Fiscal Court, sponsoring a Waste Tire Disposal Day at Advanced Disposal of Moorhead, 300 Old Phelps Road. The first 1,800 tires will be accepted from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday, May 5th. Accepted tires are passenger, light truck, lawn tractor, farm, ATV, and bicycle. No tires on rims, heavy equipment, foam, or calcium filled. Open to Rowan County citizens, must provide a valid driver's license. More information at 784-6345.
Turning once again to a look at the weather forecast for the listening region. Tonight it'll be clear, lows around 58 degrees. Tomorrow partly cloudy and staying warm with highs around 83. Tomorrow night lows around 64. On Thursday it'll be overcast with highs in the mid-80s down into the mid-60s that night. On Friday a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms blows in, highs around 75. An 80% chance of thunderstorms overnight and lows around 59. And on Saturday, it'll dry up to mostly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-70s. It's currently sitting at 82 degrees here in Moorhead.
Taking a look at some events coming up in our region, MSU's Kentucky Center for Traditional Music will present Sounds of Our Heritage, the spring semester finale, at the Moorhead Conference Center at 7 p.m. tonight. Bluegrass, old-time country, western swing, blues, and gospel music performed by the traditional music student ensembles. Admission is free, and the event is open to the public.
And tomorrow, Kentucky author and illustrator Robert Guype will visit Coffee Tree Books in Moorhead from 6 to 7:30. He will be reading and discussing his writing and illustrated novels.
The Rowan County Public Library will be closed the morning of Thursday, May 3rd, to host the monthly meeting of the Moorhead Rowan County Chamber of Commerce. The library will reopen at 2 p.m. with normal operating hours until 8 p.m.
And this Thursday, InScape, Moorhead State University's literary and visual arts publication, will host a reception. That's at 6:30 on May 3rd in the Claypool Young Art Gallery. With readings, visual art, and food, admission is free, and the public is invited.
That's going to do it today for Mountain Edition. We had help from Chuck Moraz, Sean Delaney, Kenzie Thompson, Brian Courtney, Cody Robinson, Jacob Lindberg, Peyton Stewart, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Paul Hitchcock, and Greg Jenkins. Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Braxton Howard. This is Moorhead State Public Radio. WMKY Moorhead and translator W202 BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Arlo Barnett and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.